Tune in to It's Gospel Time for Gospel R&B, Gospel Hip Hop, and Gospel Jazz with DJ Time, Mondays 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
The following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart, they took care of you when you got sick, and they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and your hero needs you more now than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
On their park bench like bookends, a newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes of the high shoes of the old friends. Old friends, winter companions, the old men lost in their overcoats, waiting for the sunset. The sounds of the city sifting through trees settle like dust on the shoulders of the old friends.
sharing a park bench quietly. How terribly strange to be 17. Brushes the same years, silently sharing the same fear.
That was Echo's Answer by Broadcast. Now, a word from our sponsor. Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Remastermedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using Remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. And now I will be playing Black Knight by Cheryl Thompson. This is off from Around Here Numero Group album, which has so much good stuff on it. If you haven't heard that album, I highly recommend you checking it out. Or pretty much any Numero Group compilation album, for that matter. Black Knight.
Çektiğin bu acı bana yeter. Allah'ım, bu dert ne zaman biter? Taş olsa ağlar gelirdi dile. Yetmez mi artık çektiğim çile? İsyan edecek olur gönül, bırakmaz kahpe felek. Çiğnemek isterim sevgimi, gözlerim görmez olur. Yaşasa gönlümde bir dilek, düşman olur bana her melek. Dert sanki kum, ben de bir çölüm. En büyük saadet bana ölüm. Yaşasa gönlümde bir dilek, düşman olur bana her melek. Dert sanki kum, ben de bir çölüm. En büyük saadet bana
cannot cross over. Nor do I have wings to fly. Build me a boat that could carry two. And both shall row. My love and I. There is a ship. And she sails the sea. She's burdened deep can be. But not as deep as the love I'm in. And I know not if I sink or swim. But love is gentle, and love is kind. As to a jewel, when first it's new, but love grows old, and it fades with time. And it fades away. Like morning dew. Build me a boat that could carry two, and both shall row. My love and I, my love and I, my love and I. Thank you.
The David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ's studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. That was Love Songs on the Radio by Mojave 3. I want to thank you for listening to The Gray Area on WRCT Pittsburgh. It means the world to me that you're tuning in. I really try to curate a good vibe every Friday with this show, and I hope that comes through. And I hope you join me next week. Thank you so much for listening, and have a really great Friday.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet.
Hey everyone, welcome to
Good Times, Bad Decisions.
On WRCT 88.3 with Amanda, Blair, Leo, and Shri.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh or its members.
Today, the Chem Squad will be giving you some recent life updates. It has been a while since all four of us have been back together, so I think it's time for some life updates, and we'll see where things go from there. So let's see, the last time we were all together was before CMU's fall break. We get a week off in the middle of the semester. So it's been a couple of weeks. It's been two, if not more, weeks since we've all been together.
And Leo and I weren't in the episode before. So it's a long
right,
time.
So it's been even longer because Amanda and I were together for that. And we got to talk with Claire Masuda. It was a lot of fun. Let's see. Updates. What have you all been up to? What did you all do fall break?
All right. Okay. So for this fall break, this was our first fall break. CMU hasn't had this before. So I decided that I was going to go on a road trip with my roommates, who our loyal listeners will have met last week, Claire and Masuda. We decided that we were going to go to West Virginia, D.C., and then go back home. All three of us are from New Jersey. So our first stop was West Virginia. We went to a town called Fayetteville, which is, I don't know the exact name, but it's like the New River Gorge State Park or State Preservation Area or National Preservation Area. This beautiful river gorge, and the river that runs through it is called the New River, but it's actually one of like the oldest rivers in the United States geologically, so that's fun. There's a really impressive arch bridge there that goes over the gorge. We took a couple hikes. There's a cute little town there that we spent way too much money in. So yeah, that was New River Gorge in West Virginia. Then we went over to Shenandoah in Virginia. We did a couple of hikes there. They have some really cool lodges in the park area, so that was really cool. Really beautiful drive that we took around the park. And then we went to DC for a couple of days, met up with some of our friends from high school, and ate at some really good restaurants before going home for a couple of days. But for me, that couple days turned into like 4 days because I got sick and I stayed home and I went to the doctor, but it's fine. I'm better now.
Where did you guys stay? In West Virginia and Virginia? Like an Airbnb or something?
Yeah. In West Virginia and Virginia, we stayed in Airbnbs. And then in DC, we stayed in a hotel.
So fun. We love that. Okay, Blair.
I guess the most fun thing I did over the fall break was with Shri and her roommate. So we went to a couple of national parks in northern Pennsylvania. So we first went to, so we left Friday and we went stargazing. We were there. Yeah, it was very dark on the road. The roads were not that great. Shri can say better because she's the driver. And then we went stargazing. It was not a perfectly clear evening. There were clouds, but there were also like gaps between the clouds so that we could see the stars. And I did see a lot of stars. And yeah, that was a lot for me. Really pretty. And the second day we went to another national park. Yeah, so it's basically like an old rail trail that's like up in the gorge that like was destroyed by a tornado. So it's like now there's like half of it but it's like a good sightseeing because it's like the perfect season for it. It's like half red, half yellow, so like, yeah, it's just really pretty. And like also really, really pretty while we were driving, like during daytime. Yeah, and that's about all the fun stuff that I've done. And then I just came back to Pittsburgh, you know, get some time to do work, unfortunately. Not as productive as during the semester, but, you know, like I get stuff done. Like,
yeah, that trip, I will save all the details about the driving. I'm going to let Leo go first.
Oh, my section is going to be very quick. All I did this break is work. I have a routine of waking up at 9, doing my personal statement for graduate school, doing application stuff until 12. And then after lunch, I go to work research in Mellon from 2 all the way to 9:30, and then come back, finishing up some extra work of like homeworks and stuff, and that's it. And I repeated that for a week and a half, which is the fall break.
Okay, so I'm gonna add on to your fall break, Leo. Leo and I went axe throwing on like the first Saturday of fall break, which was really fun. I thought I was really good at it, and then I kind of lost it in the middle and wasn't able to actually get any axes that stick on the wood, but then I got it back again. Leo struggled a little bit more, so I'm going to say I'm better at axe throwing for the sake of argument.
So how, like, I've never done axe throwing. Like, so, like, how far do you stand? Or, like, is there, like, a target that you're trying to hit?
Yeah, there's, like, a bullseye kind of target, like a red circle, blue circle, and black circle that's the widest.
See, the thing is, it's actually very different. Like, you actually need to figure out your steps, because everyone's, like, arm length and strength are different. Based on how you hit, you have to figure out like better position away from the board, because like you always want the one, the X hitting the board, right? To really make it stay. Otherwise it will just like, but then because it's doing like circular motions, so you have to like really time it that it, when it hit, it's always the X. So you need to like kind of like really see where you hit every time to figure out if your like location is the right place for you to throw. So I wouldn't say like there's like a set, like there are obviously like a green line or a blue line and like black line stuff, but like for everyone there's like always like their own like sweet spot, I guess. I want to add it was a very shady place.
Oh my god, yeah,
so shady.
I drove us there. Okay. First of all, Leo didn't tell me we were going axe throwing. He was like, we made plans. And I was like, okay. I assume like you know where we're going. So like you can put your GPS up and we'll go, right? I turned into this neighborhood, basically pitch black, no street lights. Yeah, like this is it for me. Like I'm getting murdered. Like this is why Leo brought me to this desolate area of Pittsburgh. Like this is it. Which is actually a lot of fun. I was not expecting that.
The instructor is actually very friendly.
Yeah, no, he was. He was so sweet.
Would you go back again to axe throwing?
Yeah, it was so fun. So Friday, went stargazing with Blair, my roommate Felicia. On the way there, we took a lot more local roads, so we ended up going through a bunch of state game lands. Pennsylvania has lands reserved for hunting and stuff. It's a pretty common thing in the East Coast. I don't know, at least Pennsylvania, it's half of the state is just forest, so they set off certain areas for people to hunt in at certain times of the year. And because of that, the roads were really bad. So it was driving through a bunch of different, basically places you could hike, essentially. If you know like what those like roads are like, where they're kind of narrow, not paved super well, but still paved technically. There's like no yellow line or white paint in the middle. And it was also coming up on Halloween season, so it was very spooky. I was spooked. I don't know if, I think you and Felicia might've been asleep at that point in the car, but I think I saw a bear on the side. I didn't want to bring that up, but there we go. We saw a bear, I think. Stargazing was super cool. I also think that's the most amount of stars I've seen at one night. And then the next morning we drove back, went to the Kingsville Bridge State Park, as Blair said. The other thing, Blair, you forgot, we went to this coffee place in Katanning, Pennsylvania. It's I think maybe 40 minutes from Pittsburgh. It's not that far. Northeast.
Yeah.
I think it was Esperare Coffee. The name is not pronounced the way it's spelled.
It's like Inspire. It looks like Inspire.
Yeah, it looks like Inspire, but I guess it's not like said that way. They had very interesting coffee flavors. Like I got a vanilla bourbon latte, non-alcoholic bourbon, vanilla and cedar oak. Is very interesting. What did you get? Yours was good.
Yeah, I got like a espresso milkshake, something like that. And it's also like fall kind of thing. I can't remember the exact name, but
It was pumpkin spice something. Maybe like a pumpkin spice cold like, milkshakey vibe.
Yeah, probably.
We literally got back Saturday morning, and then Saturday afternoon I spent like the rest of the day with Leo just doing a couple of things, and then axe throwing is the main highlight, but went to Phipps, made food, and then axe threw Sunday. Leo and I are also in a hot glass course, so we take Sunday morning classes at the Pittsburgh Glass Center. It's on I think Penn Avenue. I think I should know this by now, but I don't. I think it's Penn Avenue. So we have been learning how to work with glass. The greatest creation to my name is a sea monster right now. I tried to make a dinosaur and it looks like a sea monster. So it's the sea monster now. And we're going to pretend it was intentional.
So can you guys take home the glasses you make?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I made a little snowman.
That's really pretty.
Yeah. Oh, I think Leo just got up to go get the stuff he made, which is a lot better than anything I've made.
Is that a dolphin or a shark?
I was intent to make shark, but it ended up like a dolphin or whale.
I think it's like the fin, like on top. It's like not
like my sea monster. This is my sea monster.
Oh wow!
It's very monster-y.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a alien dinosaur sea monster.
It's supposed to be a dinosaur. Like I made little cutouts on the top for the spines of a triceratops.
Uh-huh.
But I had too much glass on the bottom for the legs, so the arms are extremely long.
Yeah, I think the main problem is like the arms are long, and then the head is like it looks like a human head. Like
yeah, it's because you when you're working with hot glass, it's directly off a metal pipe. So sometimes it's hard to get a smooth finish when you break it off the pipe, which is why this looks really like, not round. Once glass is kind of cool enough for you to work with it cold, a lot of work goes into just like shaping that area. But I just didn't do that. We haven't learned how to yet. We learned how to later.
Very nice. Have you guys learned how to work with colors yet? Like the different powders?
I was going to ask too.
No. Do we actually do that? I don't know if we do that in this class.
I don't think so. That's more advanced.
Yeah, we are basic, but we had that class in the morning, and then I drove home to surprise my parents that evening. I didn't tell them I was coming. I just kind of showed up, and they were at a wedding that weekend, so my entire plan was maybe I'll just crash this wedding, and it'll be my main character moment, and then I'll just live my life peacefully forever after, but no, I didn't. I just went home, and so I'm chilling at home, right? My parents come home from work Monday evening, and my dad's like, you know, I'm feeling kind of iffy. And I was like, oh, what do you mean iffy? He's like, oh, body has been like shaking for the last hour and a half. I've just been having fever and chills. I'm just going to go take a nap. I was like, okay. By Tuesday evening, both my parents had COVID tested. They were both positive. My grandmother was starting to show symptoms. I was starting to show symptoms. Like my entire family caught COVID over break. We're not sure where it came from. My guess is my brother, because he was sick before I got home. So he was sick like the week before. So my guess is he brought it from school, but he wasn't really that sick. I think my parents and I, my grandmother especially, we all kind of really suffered. I was in bed for 2 whole days. I couldn't get out of bed. And my brain was not thinking straight. Sometimes when I get feverish or when I have fevers and things, I'll keep a Google Doc of all the thoughts that come into my head in a certain time period. And it's the most delirious thing you've ever read. Like, Leo can attest to that because I sent him a couple of the delirious brain dumps. They were all over the place.
Yeah, I'm not going to expose you to like this. It's just, it's weird, but yes.
So then I drove back to Pittsburgh while sick the following Saturday because I stayed home for most of the week and just like did homework, laid in bed. So I only recently got reintroduced to the outdoors again. It's been day two of Freedom Tree and I'm really having it. It's great. Anyway, that was my fall break.
Well, Cherie celebrated her freedom with me and my roommates last night. We went to go see Scotch and Soda's production of Something Rotten, which was absolutely amazing. Big props to everyone involved in that production. It was very, very good.
Must be nice. Can go outside.
Tell us your woes, Leo.
Well, let's just say I didn't realize I had COVID and I took a booster while I have COVID. So I think both of those things add together just killed me on Wednesday. And I actually, no, not Wednesday, like Thursday morning. I had like horrible, horrible Thursday morning. Took two pills of Tylenol. They hit different. I immediately recovered. Yes, I got COVID and I'm in quarantine.
How long are you in quarantine?
Since Wednesday night. So it's been Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 days.
Yeah, because I feel like you had your fever and you got over your fever quickly.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a chance that you'd be negative earlier than I was. Because I didn't get over my fever until like maybe what, day six? Not even the Saturday that I drove.
Six?
Yeah, because Tuesday evening, I had that sore throat. My fever kicked in Tuesday evening. I had a really bad fever Wednesday and Thursday. Friday was better. It was like tolerable. I did have a fever Saturday while driving, but I took Tylenol before I left and it only died down like the Sunday when I got back to Pittsburgh.
Sure, you've had COVID a few times, right? So was that like the most like serious symptom that you've had?
That was okay. The first time, okay. That was the third time I had COVID. It's fine. I'm not salty about it. I'm very salty about it. The first time I got COVID, I actually did not have any symptoms. I was asymptomatic. And that was the beginning of sophomore fall for me, so like 2 years ago now. It was right when everyone came back to campus for the fall semester and they required everyone to get tested, and I just tested positive in that time, so I stayed at home. Classes were remote for the first couple of weeks, fully remote anyway, just to allow for people to quarantine in case they had to. Second time I got COVID was actually kind of December of last year, so just 10 months ago. It hasn't been that long, I guess 11 months. I had gotten my, now that I think about it, it might have been my flu shot, actually. I think I got my flu shot in December. And then 2 days later, I was feeling terrible. And I was like, oh, it's probably just the flu shot. Just injected my body with a bunch of virus. I'm sure my body is just trying to fight it, right? But it was so bad that I was like, there's no way this is just a flu shot reaction. Tested positive. So I was fighting off some portion of the flu along with the coronavirus. And when I tell you, I actually like physically could not walk the second time I had COVID because I would get so dizzy when I stood up. So I just stayed in one spot all day. And for 2 days, I was just very feverish, fever and chills. Couldn't really move from one location. Didn't really eat much just because nothing was like, I was very nauseous too the time I had COVID. That was the second time. And I had to come back to campus early for dance practice. We practiced over winter break just to rebuild stamina, kind of kickstart the semester for us. Because of me, all the practices had to be moved to Zoom. I don't know how I did it. Looking back, it probably wasn't healthy, but I used to run 6 hours of practices and then make choreography in the middle of those practices while I had COVID. So I think that might have hindered my recovery. I think that really kind of messed things up there for me. It took me a long time to actually get unsick, right, get well. This third time was not as bad as the second time. The second time was just really terrible. This was terrible, but not for that long. It was just terrible for a day and a half. And after that, it was pretty manageable. It just felt like a normal cold. Anyway, that's my COVID history. You would think I'd be somewhat immune to it by now, but I'm not.
So Amanda is the sole survivor.
Right. As of right now, knock on wood, have never tested positive for COVID. Doesn't make me immune to other stuff. Got a nice little bacterial infection going on, which is great. My throat still hurts, but you know, whatever, it's fine.
Still? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. That's so long.
It's my fault. Like, I was doing fine for like pretty much this past week. I was pretty much okay. I went to Twee practice this morning. Playing the French horn for 2 hours doesn't really help.
I feel like you hang out too much with Sri. Her influence is passing on.
How am I the only one in this group that makes bad decisions?
This influence is also like dedication, right? To Tweed and to Ross.
There you go. I like that. I like that better. I'm dedicated. Yeah. I'm dedicated.
That's better. We're just very dedicated and passionate individuals. I, on the topic of dance and dedication, I got up at 7 in the morning today for audition video practice because we had to film audition tapes to submit to competitions. And I danced in the cold outside for 2 hours today. We didn't have a space to set up a full stage anywhere indoors. So we set it up outside of the Mellon Institute on that sidewalk pathway facing Fifth Avenue.
I mean, at least it's aesthetic.
Yeah. And no, we filmed the other way though. We filmed with Webster Hall in the background, not the pillars. Well, we need a somewhat aerial view so you can see our formations. It's hard to kind of film an aerial view from below.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
You're welcome.
Well, at least you have the stairs, I guess.
Not the at least. Every time I saw it, at least, it just reminds me about that sympathy versus empathy video.
The one from orientation. We had to do a training to be empathetic listeners during orientation week, just in case first years had any problems they wanted to discuss with us. And there's a video on sympathy versus empathy.
No, I've watched that video for like at least 6 times now. Our orientation, we watched it. Eureka, we watched it. Some other like organization training I did once, watched it. And then orientation last year, I did it one, like I watched it. Actually, no, 8 times. I watched then, and then I watched it with the first year again. This year, training again, watch with first year again.
I have no memory of that video whatsoever.
Yeah. You know which video I remembered from orientation? The bicycle one.
I love that one. The only one that I love more than the bicycle one is the, and I don't even think we watched it during orientation, because that was like consent is like riding a bicycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one is consent is like tea.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I watched that one in high school, the consent tea.
Yeah. But no, I was going to ask, Leo, if you're such an expert on the differences between sympathy and empathy, can you tell me how I can be more empathetic to Cherie's plight?
I guess just start with, I can understand your frustration. Oh. Instead of at least.
Please, I can understand your frustration.
Cherie, I understand your situation as a de facto leader of an org. Thank I understand you. How hard it is to make decisions for a group of people.
But, you touched my soul.
I feel like there's going to be a but.
But at least you got the stairs in there. No, I'm sure the audition tape is amazing, and I'm sure you guys are going to kick the butts of all of the other dance groups. Yeah, so I'm glad we caught up on what we did over the past 2 weeks. But I would just like to say for this upcoming week, I am very excited because Cherie and I are going on a field trip in one of our courses. And this is like the first field trip that I've been on in very many years.
So are you guys going like during class time?
No.
I wish.
No, so we are going to a wastewater treatment facility for our water quality engineering course. And I know what you're saying. You're like, look at those nerds. But it's a very integral part of our society. And it's very interesting. So I'm excited.
So when I hear like wastewater, I feel like the like smell might not be so pleasant. Or is that like already like somewhat like treated? I don't know. Like, do you guys like have any like expectation for that?
Maybe if we knew more about the class. Honestly, this class is like really challenging. So, I mean, maybe. I mean, there's like disinfection processes and like sedimentation, like coagulation.
You know, this is what I feel about the sustainable energy class. for the context, I am like more like a biochemist, like bioorganic chemist, and like somehow I just feel like, you know, like sustainable energy is like an important topic and I should like learn something about it, but it's like just very, very different from what I have been like learning. So
No, I get that. Yeah, it's more aligned to what I've been interested in and studying, so like it's similar to the other stuff I've kind of done, so it's not too bad for me. Plus my PI teaches it, so I kind of like that part of it.
The PI buff.
Let's see, things looking forward to. So Amanda and I are going on a field trip. I'm filming audition tapes for dance. So basically, a lot of computational chemistry groups participate in this thing called the CASH Challenge. It's more geared towards drug discovery and medicinal chemistry kind of computational groups. So the idea is using computers and computational tools to figure out what molecules would be best suited to become drugs for certain diseases or for certain things. From then until the end of the year, I'm practically going to be living in Mellon Institute, just doing this at any free moment I have. So that's going to be a change in my schedule that's coming up, which I'm excited. I'm going to learn a lot, but it's also a large time commitment. It's like 8 to 10 hours a week at least.
You know, Shuri, now since you might be living in Mellon, a useful tip is that Mellon has showers, not the emergency shower, but regular shower. Like, wait, I don't know why.
Where?
Like, I think each floor has one. Really? Yeah.
Noted. There's also a gym in Mellon, right?
Yeah.
I'm set.
The only problem is probably food. They have the vending machine, not the perfect.
They don't look that good, honestly. I don't think they have the option for you. they probably don't have vegan option.
What are you guys looking forward to this week?
Potentially end of quarantine, question mark.
that's a good one. Yeah, quarantine sucks.
I'm just really looking forward to finish the introduction of my thesis. I was like just writing it before we were recording, and let me check. I think my reference list. Oh, I'm on 99th citation.
That sounds so involved. Good luck with it. I hope it goes well. Because this is a like multi-month process for you, right?
Yeah, I basically I started like the start of this semester, but I have other stuff to do, so it's like on and off. But I'm like in the last two sections, so I gotta finish it this week.
Woo! Yes, that's awesome. You got it.
Our group is also like writing a paper right now. Apparently, a normal like paper supporting material are like around 150 pages.
I think that's only for computational chemists. Like, I mean, like, for the papers I've read, it's like 20 pages or something max. But it's also like people usually don't really organize the supplemental information. They just like stack it into like a Microsoft Word or something.
Right. That's what we're planning on doing. We're just putting all the graphs that we have and just like put it in there.
The organization and inaccessibility of scientific papers is a topic for another time.
Oh boy, don't even get me started. Oh my gosh, Amanda.
Yes.
Okay, so basically Costco was running their buy two get two free deal for toys. So I asked everyone in this recording if they wanted a Squishmallow, like the really squishy plush toys. Leo and Blair said no, which I'm salty about because Squishmallows are amazing and they're the best thing in the world, but it's fine. Amanda got a Squishmallow and I got one with one of my roommate's friends and one of Amanda's roommates as well. So I'm very excited. They're coming in this week. I got like a fox Squishmallow. Man,
I got a hermit crab.
Oh, I'm so excited. I think it said November 1st when I looked at the shipping, but that might have changed. I hope you had fun catching up with us. It was a little, you know, hangout. I hope I hung out for a little bit. Hope you enjoyed that as well. Had some pros and cons and kind of some ups and downs in the last couple of weeks for all of us, but it's okay. I think we're all recovering strong. We'll see about Leo's quarantine situation by next episode. And we have some cool, exciting things that we're looking forward to. Setting the vibes for November. Anyway, that is all we have for this week.
Woo! Yay!
Woo! I'll see you next week.
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the...
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's a beautiful... My neighbor.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome back to another show of Pipeline with Philo Voodoo. Before we get into it, I'm just going to do a quick underwriting. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrc.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This week's pipeline is going to be from now funk to old school funk. And we'll have some bin cuts. So I hope you enjoy.